Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dan Campbell telling us today he will play to the strengths of his football team. We ask you, does that mean less aggressive on fourth down? 248-539-9797. Is that their best path to win a Super Bowl, is to make a midseason adjustment? Not to turn into Frady Cats on fourth and one, but just generally speaking, more Jack Fox and more of this defense. John, the strength of this team right now is their defense.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth in the NFL in sacks. How about on the money down, getting off the field? Fourth in the NFL on third down defense. You play field position, you let McNeil and Hutch, and you get Kirby Joseph back to pair with Brian Branch. Jack Campbell's having an all-pro season at the linebacker spot. They have had a really nice jump on the defensive side of the ball this year. That means no Sam Laporta, missing a couple dudes on the O-line. You're not converting the thirds or the fourths at the same clip. I know it's as easy as just go execute. If they don't have the personnel to execute at the same level, they're not the same team they were last year. You change the way you play.
So I unearthed this one little stat here. I want to see if it's something or nothing. And it plays to the defense being a strength, but turnovers. So the first five games this season, they were plus six. They were 4-1. The last five, they're 2-3, and they're a minus one turnover differential. And it's not like they're turning over the ball a ton, but they haven't been forcing them.
Right.
And
yeah.
Dan's big, and I kind of in hindsight wish I would have had that earlier for you. Just the inability to force turnovers. Kirby Joseph, Greg, thank you, is a key element in that, and he hasn't been there. So, you know, shorter fields help offenses. The Chicago Bears lead the NFL in turnover differential at plus 16. The next closest team is plus 10. They're benefiting from it big time, but they're not turning the ball over. They only have like, I think it's four or six turnovers. All season. So, you know, I'm not trying to pin that necessarily on Goff, because that was not his fault the other day, the batted.
No, but let's talk about Goff, okay? Because I know there's going to be a response of, what are we paying this guy for if we have to punt the ball on third or on fourth and short and we can't go for it, or fourth and manageable? We have to punt now. What are we paying Goff for? When you pay Goff, you make a covenant with the football gods that you're going to put an offensive line in front of him. Because if you don't, you've wasted Jared Goff. You've set him up for failure.
And you've got a statue that is just going to get beat up.
So if you don't hold up your end of the bargain about putting an offensive line in front of this guy, then you can't act like you have an elite quarterback.
Well, and to go a step further, you've got to have the protection for your quarterback, but you also can't get the ball downfield to all these playmakers that Dan Campbell talked about.
Great point.
Because you don't have time in the pocket. It takes time for J-Mo to get downfield as fast as he is.
He doesn't teleport.
Right. It takes time for him to be able to get downfield. Even those deeper crossing routes, it takes time for him to get open. You've got to have time in the pocket for him to get downfield so you can even throw the ball down there.
How about this part of it? Like an adjustment. First and second down become more important. Third down becomes more important if you stop assuming you're going to go for it on fourth down. Adds urgency to explosives in the early play calls. Yeah. And that's part of adjusting too, John, is, hey, if we're not going to go for it on fourth and four, Well, we got to do a better job on early downs.
Right, yeah. You'd rather be third and two than third and five and thinking, well, we're going to pick up four and I'll go for it on fourth and one.
So that could be an adjustment too in playing to your strengths is knowing, hey, we don't want to get into those money downs and it's not the assumption that it used to be that we're just going to get them.
Right, and it can be as simple as, and I know everybody wants to run the ball more. I do as well. But on first down, if you're running a quick four-yard route with any of the receivers, and or it's a screen pass to one of the backs, and you pick up 4 or 5 yards, that's no difference than handing the ball off to David Montgomery and picking up 4 yards. Like you can throw the ball quickly in those situations so that you don't have to protect for a long time.
Right,
you start to keep a defense on their heels, off beat. And now all of a sudden, maybe the run game opens up. Now all of a sudden, hey, the protection seems to be a little bit easier and you can throw the ball downfield later in the game.
I thought two of their best plays on Sunday night were short passes to Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of what he can do when the ball has the ball in his hand and he's in space.
As often, and yeah, you let him go. And you could still play to your strength in that way. Let's get to Walter and Warren. Walter, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
So I think he's not going to come out. It's a good question, obviously, because you got to ask it when you go 0-4, whatever it was on Sunday night. But it is the identity of the team. But he acknowledges that at this point, yeah, we're probably going to have to look at it a little differently. I thought there was a couple times in that Philly game where, yeah, you play field position. Why would you not? That fake punt, that one really stung. It didn't really make much sense. And then they showed the replay. Their defense was still on the field. So it's like, how do you not see that?
He said they liked that. Walter, he said they liked that matchup.
Yeah, that's the matchup they were looking for.
I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. But that's besides the point. Obviously, we have the advantage of hindsight there that, hey, it didn't work out. But I will say this, though. I think ultimately what it's going to have to come down to is mixing in those two running backs way more. I think I don't understand the, diverting away from Montgomery, who's literally your bell cow, who's the guy that goes up the gut, who's known to just fall forward. Kind of diverting from that is a little puzzling this late into the season. I feel like they're removing him from the game plan. And I get Gibbs is a dog. He's probably top three running backs in the league. But we're wearing him out to the point where once this push comes, is he going to have fresh legs like he did last year? Obviously, last year was a little different story. The defense was completely dead. But that's kind of what I'm worried about more than anything. And, yes, you do have to adjust. You do have to make some changes. But I don't want the identity to go away. This is what this team is built on, being aggressive. But I think you start taking advantage of the defenses a little more. Line up like you're going for it. Try to get them to jump offside. If they don't, fine, punt it away. Take that delay game. Let Jack Fox go out there and just boot it 60 yards like he normally does. So I think you start to manipulate the defenses with showing the look that you're going to go for it. They think you're going to go for it. That's your tendency, and that's how you break the tendency. And one last thing, if I may.
Yeah.
God, you know what really pisses me off about this offseason?
No.
Frank Ragnow retiring after the draft and after free agency. Like, I don't think we talk about that nearly enough. Don't get me wrong. The guy played with basically half a body for most of his career. But that is such a BS move on his part.
It's not. It's not.
But I get it. But all right, thank you guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like he does.
Yeah. No, it's not a BS move. That decision, that we see it all the time where some guys will even wait until a day or two into training camp and be like, I can't do this anymore.
Sure, it's not ideal, but this isn't the Madden offseason progression where all the players retire all at the same time.
Right after the
then
season.
Then you have the draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, nobody, this, like if you simulate, like there's no retirements like in June?
They'll get a surprise.
I didn't know that. That'd be great. Where'd he go?
Oh, yeah, by the way, he's
mid-season? Someone who retired mid-season? Zadarius Smith?
Zadarius, yeah.
How about mid-game? Wasn't it Vontae Davis years ago who just mid-game was like, yo, deuces, I'm out. My career's over.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, too, to an extent.
Oh, yeah.
He took his shirt off, too, or jersey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, all kidding aside, and then some of that with that call, but we've kind of ignored or glossed over that Gibbs starts games. Is that's a pretty different big change from last season with the offense. Like, do you guys think there's anything to Montgomery setting the tone? Physicality?
I don't know. I mean, we talked about it at the end of last year. Should they go back to 50-50 split when Montgomery was out and Gibbs carried the load? And I know that I said, yeah, it should be more 50-50 and, you know, Cookie's over here. No, he's the playmaker. Gibbs got to be on the field more. He's got to be 75-25.
He should get the majority of the touches.
I don't disagree.
He should, but in terms of starting the game.
So, and I get what you're saying. That doesn't mean Montgomery doesn't have his role and spots, and his spots are short yardage and maybe early game. I'm open to that.
Funneling things through that way. That was a key element of what they did before, and I think we kind of just looked over. I don't know. John, you played the game. I don't know if there's something to the physicality that Montgomery runs with. In terms of kind of setting the tone, we're going to be physical, and then we're going to put our toy out there.
So I don't necessarily play into that, no. Because the difference between last year and this year isn't, are we going to start Montgomery or are we going to start Gibbs? Who's going to get the first carry? It's the holes aren't as big as they were last year, and the push isn't as much as it was last year, and it's not as consistent.
I mean, this whole thing, we're just talking in a bunch of circles here. It's fact that the offensive line is what's holding this back. It's not an opinion. It's the number one thing. You can get on Goff. Yeah. You can get on 1,000 different things.
Well, but I wanted to bring it back to that. I wanted to look at the 5 fourth downs from this last game and just kind of go through it quickly so we're all on the same page here. The first was a 4th and very short, and they ran with Gibbs, not Montgomery. That's what you're talking about. The second 4th down was a fake punt. None of us like that.
Right.
The 3rd one, 4th one, and 5th were all passes. And it was 4th and more than a yard. So if I'm asking Goff behind this offensive line in a critical spot to convert those 4th downs repeatedly, I'm not playing to the strength of my football team. And the one specifically, it was 4th and nearly 4 at the goal line. Field goal doesn't give you the lead. You don't want to settle for a field goal. But this isn't 4th and a yard. This is 4th and basically 4. And yeah, Brock Wright's open. One problem. Quarterback didn't have time to get him.
Right.
So that's the adjustment we're talking about. If the Lions take 3 here and 3 there, no, it's against what we've been taught. It's against what has worked in the past. But they are not the team they've been in the past. So an adjustment is necessary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.